That was one of the joyous sounds of spring. That is for a bat hitting a ball. And we're at Bob Ruth Field now, where the Holton High School baseball team is having one of their early workouts. We're with Coach Jim Kastner now. And Jim, first time you've been out, or how long have you been outdoors?
Well, this is our first practice outside. Luckily, we were able to get out on Friday and have our first scrimmage of the year, but it's nice to be finally out of that gymnasium.
Jim, what's your background in baseball? Where did you go to high school and college?
I went to college in upstate New York, Victor High School, where I played and caught mostly. Then I went to college at Finger Lakes Community College, also in upstate New York, where I caught and pitched and was an academic All-American.
And you were a catcher?
Yes, I was a catcher. I think.
I thought you were going to be a first baseman, Jim.
No, I was always a catcher. I love that. I love the thinking part of baseball.
What was the biggest moment you had in your college career?
My second year, actually, they converted me to a closer. We had this one game where we're against our rival, and I came in for the save, and that was a pretty big moment. So,
Jim, have you had any? You work indoors, don't you, for a while with the pitchers?
Yes, I worked indoors with pitchers back in March for a week. We got some really good workouts. We were able to have 10 pitchers and catchers, got some great work in, get really worked on the mechanics, and when we came outside, we'd be good to go for mechanics and wouldn't have to worry about anyone getting hurt.
Well, you got to have some sore arms, or the kids sometimes get over-eager and start throwing too hard early.
Well, sometimes they get over-eager. That's what we're there for, to make sure they don't get over-eager and get the good mechanics so we can build up the pitch count and have them, by this point in the season, be able to throw a good number of pitches.
This is a great facility up here. You probably don't know the history of Bob Ruth Field, but the background of this with the Holton Collegians, Holton has always been a great baseball town.
Yes, they have. I'm looking forward to upholding that tradition the best I can. You know, have a good team out there and try to work really hard and maybe win a few ball games.
Pitching is very important, Jim. And what's the situation with pitchers? They can only work so many days a week, can they?
It's actually innings and rest, so it all depends on how many innings they throw. And for the most time, if they pitch more than four innings, they have to sit for the next 3 days for pitching.
So that means you've got to have about five pitchers on your squad.
Oh, yeah, we need as many pitchers as we can get. If you got an arm and you can throw strikes, we'll probably use you.
Now, I noticed you only have 12 members of your squad out here. Are they all here, or is somebody missing?
We got two more guys that are practicing with the JV team today. So we got a few guys that are swinging both up and down, just to even the numbers out. Two guys are practicing with JV later.
So some of your position players have to pitch a little bit.
Oh, yeah, especially in Maine baseball. As soon as we can, we got to get as many guys in the mound as we can. Position players got to be able to do it all.
Now, it's a very short season up here because of the weather. How many games do you have to play, Jim?
We have a 16-game schedule right now, so hopefully we can get them all in and hope the weather will cooperate as much as possible.
Well, who's going to be your chief opponent? You must know a little bit about some of the players' teams you're going to play.
I know we're playing a good Presque Isle team is who we face tomorrow for our first game of the year. We also face a good Hodgson team. Pretty much anyone we play up here, Fort Kent, Madawaska, Mattawamkeag down in Lincoln, they're all good, solid programs, and they're going to be good dogfights this year.
Now, how about your starting pitching? Who's your leader?
We're still working on a pitching. We got plenty of guys that can throw good innings. Isaiah Strubel will probably start for us. So Cole Buzio, Dan Howe. Pretty much they can throw strikes. We'll use them.
Now, how about a catcher? That's a very important position, and that's tough in high school baseball.
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good catcher in Jake Drew. We worked with him for quite a while. Being a catcher, that was always my passion. We got a couple other guys, Ryan D and Noah Holmes, that can also catch if we need to throw Jake in the mound or anything.
Control is very important. I know a lot of games are won and lost in high school baseball with bases on balls. Your pitchers got pretty decent control, or do you know yet?
Oh, they got good control. Pretty good control. We just got a first pitch strike. So if we get that first pitch strike, then we're all set. If we don't get the first pitch strike, then it's going to be a battle all day.
Now, Jim, do you work with them on their change-ups and curves and so forth, or do they throw mostly fastballs?
We do work some good off-speed. A good change-up can make any difference. It doesn't matter how hard you throw. You got to be able to mix speeds to be effective, because if you can't mix speeds, a good hitter will hit any fastball. Even if you're throwing mid-90s, a good hitter will be able to tag it if you can't mix up speeds.
Now, that field looks pretty muddy, although it isn't too bad shape out there at the present time.
No, it looks pretty good. We were able to get out on Friday. They did a nice job getting it ready. It looks a little bit thing, but because they turned it over. But it'll be nice and dry, especially if this wind and sun keeps up.
How many games do you have to play in a week? It depends on the weather, I'm sure.
Yeah, it depends on the weather. We usually have about two or three games a week. Sometimes I think we got two doubleheaders this year, one here and one down in Lincoln. So about two, three games a week.
We got a decent shortstop?
Yeah, we got a good shortstop. We got plenty of guys play a lot of good positions, though. So I'm comfortable with most guys we put wherever we need to.
How about left, right, right-handed hitters? Any switch hitters, or are they mostly right?
We don't have any switch hitters. We got a pretty good balance of righties and lefties, though. Kind of surprised the number of good quality left-handed hitters. Usually you got teams that have one lefty in them. We got several guys that can hit pretty well.
In high school baseball, how many umpires do you have? Three or four, or what?
Two umpires. You just got the guy behind the plate and one guy to cover the rest of the field.
So that makes that umpire pretty important, particularly when he's covering first and runners going to third.
Oh yeah. They gotta have good teamwork there and work well together in order for me to be happy.
Now, are you most of your games in the afternoon, or do you play in the evening?
We play one in the evening against Hodgson this year, down in middle of May, I believe it is, and that's our only night game. Other than that, we'll be playing 4 o'clock in the afternoon most days.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You're in a town that loves baseball. Houlton, at the beginning of the program, is one of the best baseball towns in the state, and they've got a great history.
I'm excited to be part of that history. I'm going to try my best to keep that tradition up and really get Houlton a good name and keep that going.
Final question, Jim. You want to run over your squad right now? Who you anticipate playing in the infield and the outfield, or have you already made those selections?
We're still kind of working on today. We only had 2 scrimmages, and because it was April break, one or two guys were on vacation, so I'm hoping those guys that are on vacation will be able to show me something today. But in my head, I got most of everything set.
Who's your power hitter?
Dan Howe's got a good stroke. Same with Jake Drew. Dan Howe, our second baseman, and Jake, our catcher. They got some pretty good power.
Jim Costner, it's a pleasure to be out here in the field and listening to the ball hit the bat, and I know, to me, as a youngster, this was the most exciting part of the year.
Well, thank you for your time, and you gotta love baseball. It's a fantastic time of year.
Thank you, Jim Cassidy, coach of the Houlton High School baseball team, and I hope you people will get out and see this team play, and of course, this great facility here at Bob Ruth Field. Thanks again, Jim.
Thank you.